and welcome to Press TV's Debate. I'm Marzia Hashemi. Thanks so much for being with us. 4 years and still going strong, despite a heavy-handed crackdown. This is how the ongoing revolution in Bahrain is being described by many. After 4 years, though, not only has the government not given in, but has exacerbated its violent crackdown by using tear gas, bird pellets, torture in prison, and even stripping citizens of their Bahraini citizenship. Despite all of this repression, what motivates the people of Bahrain to endure it all and to continue to take to the streets to demand the major changes in this Persian Gulf country? Stay with us as we try to find out the answer to this question.
The downfall of the Al-Khalifa regime has been one of the main slogans filling the streets of Bahrain for the past 4 years. It was on February 14, 2011, when rallies broke out in the Persian Gulf Kingdom demanding change, freedom, and equality. The demonstrators faced a harsh crackdown soon after the revolution began. Even troops and armored vehicles from neighboring Saudi Arabia entered Bahrain to help in the crackdown, which has left scores of people dead so far. Many of them died under torture in prison. The crackdown has also put thousands behind bars, including prominent opposition figures and human rights activists. A large number of Bahrainis have been stripped of their citizenship, and many more lost their jobs for taking part in anti-regime rallies. Pro-democracy protests, however, have continued unabated as authorities turn a deaf ear to the protesters' demands.
Unfortunately, the government did not meet any of the demand, the legitimate demand on democracy, human rights, and justice on parliament and or in the elected government. And rather than that, we have seen a lot of setback, a lot of laws being created that violate human rights, a lot of repression, more excessive use of force by military or by security institution towards.
Nabil Rajab has been in prison for the past 2 years for taking part in anti-regime rallies. He says the protesters demonstrate for what they call the misuse of power in their country.
The misuse of power, and that's why we are in the street. That's why we are struggling for a change. We are struggling for justice to be applied, for such system not to continue ruling us as they did in the past 200 years.
Anti-regime rallies have escalated over the past weeks following the detention of senior opposition figure Sheikh Ali Salman on December 28 last year. Salman is the secretary general of Bahrain's largest Shia opposition bloc, Al-Wefaq, and is accused of seeking to topple the regime, a charge he denies. He remains in custody despite calls for his release from inside and outside Bahrain. The Manama regime has also kept silent on calls to stop crushing dissent. The protesters say they will stand against repression and keep up their peaceful rallies until they achieve their goals.
I'd like to welcome my guest to the program out of London, former Bahraini MP, Mr. Jalal Fedrouz, and out of Beirut, international consultant, Mr. Jihad Mourakadeh. Thank you both for being with us. Well, let's start this off in Beirut with Mr. Mourakadeh. Do you think Bahrain's royal family's crackdown has been justified?
It's a very difficult question. I mean, when is a crackdown justified? When is a crackdown not justified? If I look around the countries in the Middle East, there have been crackdowns all over the place. And I think the crackdown in Bahrain has been softer than crackdowns in other areas of the Middle East, including Syria, for example, or Iraq, not to mention other countries as well. So whether it is justified, no crackdown is justified by itself. But reestablishing the rule of law and trying to fight against disturbances in the streets and so on and so forth, this is the rule or the necessity of any government to crack down on these kinds of things.
Okay, what about that, Mr. Fedrouz? It is the necessity of any government to crack down on things. This is what our guest in Beirut has said.
Greetings to you, the viewers, and your guest, Mr. You. Jihad in Beirut. I'm very astonished that your guest is saying that the crackdown in Bahrain has been soft. You can see that with all the killings which is happening, with inside the prison being the people are being tortured, and the bodies being given to their relatives, and also the mosques being smashed and destroyed, women being jailed and so forth. When Mr. Jihad compares Bahrain to the other countries, he has to also see that in Syria there is armed struggle against the state, and also in Iraq there is all these bombings and killings every day. Tens of Iraqis are being killed with bombs. So if there is any counterattack, for example, by the states, which of course I do not agree of any brutality by any state against the people, whether it is the Iraqi state or the Syrian state or anywhere. But what you see in Bahrain, and Mr. Jihad also sees, there is no armed struggle from the people against the state. They are all carrying the Bahraini flag and going very peacefully, and that is what the whole world has said. On the other side, the people in Bahrain demand justice. When your guest says that the people are going against the law, now let's see what is the law. And the Royal Committee of Investigation, which the King has made, has said that the government of Bahrain and its armed forces have been brutal against the people.
Okay.
It doesn't say things that the people have been. So it is mentioning that the government has not been abiding by the law.
I'm so sorry. I want to give a fair share of time to both of you. Mr. Morakande, what about what our guest in London says, that there is a difference? Because what we're seeing in Bahrain has just been peaceful protests. The people are not armed. They're just asking for their equal rights and going out on the streets to demonstrate. Do they not, as citizens of that country, have that right?
Citizens from any country have the right to demonstrate. But all I can say is that people demonstrated peacefully in Syria. People demonstrated peacefully in also other countries in the Middle East after elections. And the way they were dealt with was much stronger than the way Bahrain is dealing. I'm not saying that what Bahrain is doing is right. I'm saying that it is less aggressive than what others have been saying.
Mr. Morakande, we're talking about four years. We're talking about 4 years of constant struggle by the Bahraini people. You say that it has been less severe. We have seen that the regime has brought in troops from outside of the country to deal with its own citizens, and we have seen many Bahrainis being stripped of their citizenship. How can you say that it's a soft approach to dealing with peaceful protesters, sir?
Very easy answer. The people in Bahrain who are demonstrating have brought in foreign assistance, foreign arms, and have been supported by foreign powers in the region. So for the government of Bahrain, which is a legitimate government after all, to call on the government of Saudi Arabia to send the National Guard of Saudi Arabia under a common defense treaty is a perfectly normal thing, considering that those who are demonstrating are being armed and financed by regional powers.
What about that, Mr. Fayrouz, being armed by regional powers, the peaceful protesters in Bahrain? How do you see it, sir?
I believe Mr. Jihad has been misled. I demand that he goes on YouTube and shows me if there is any piece of arm being supplied to the people of Bahrain. show me a piece of arm which any the people of Bahrain has used in their struggle. That's it, it is a shame.